Egypt's Supreme Court ruled yesterday to dissolve the Islamist-led parliament while also annulling a law which would have kept Mubarak's last prime minister from contesting a runoff election for president scheduled in 2 days. The Muslim Brotherhood said the court rulings indicated Egypt was heading into difficult days. Charles Collins reports.
The decision to dissolve parliament gave its powers to the interim military government. For demonstrators, the court decision was seen as a reversal of the revolution which swept Hosni Mubarak from office last year. They filled the streets to protest the ruling.
This decision is a farce. We know the parliament is useless, but how can the court leave Shafiq in the race? We won't allow for another dictator to bring back the old ruling party and state security to crush the people.
The end of revolution, the end of Egyptian revolution. And our dreams now become die.
The court's ruling came just 2 days before the Muslim Brotherhood's candidate Mohamed Morsi faces Mubarak's last prime minister, Ahmed Shafiq, in a runoff election for president. The court also struck down a law passed by the now-defunct parliament which would have barred Mubarak-era officials from government office. Shafiq praised the decision and promised to return stability to Egypt.
I just want reforms, and God Almighty is the one who will back every one of us. The Supreme Constitutional Court has issued a historic ruling that considers the isolation law unconstitutional. The message of that historic verdict is that long gone are the days of targeting political figures by tailoring laws to destroy their reputation and violate the rights of our citizens. And we will never, ever, from now on, humiliate the laws of this land.
The Muslim Brotherhood, which had the largest block of seats in the parliament, called the court's decision a coup and said the country was entering a dark tunnel. Voting, which will decide the new president, begins on Saturday. I'm Charles Collins.